person?
Not bode well for a country. The timing is bad. We have unprecedented economic crisis. Inflation has gone through the roof. You know that the general living conditions are terrible. We have a cost of living crisis. This cannot be the time to do this. So we made our views very, very clear to them. What happened subsequently is that they went ahead, and this was added to the general fees and charges. But we insisted that even if this is where they want to get to, it could be done in a graduated manner. Because what the foreign minister admitted is that they had not touched the passport fees for a long time, for many years. So I said that, look, you don't virtually derelict for this long, and then suddenly you wake up, say that it is the lowest in the sub-region, and so you want to slap such a high percentage. And so let it be graduated. That was the advice we had for them. That is why we suggested that let it be graduated, because if you look at other countries who left us behind, it was being done gradually, and they didn't even achieve that increment during periods of economic crisis, not when we are going through financial haircuts, we are desperate for an IMF bailout and all of that. So I am deeply disappointed that the ministry did not take our advice and has just done one full swoop at a go, just imposing this high increment on the suffering Ghanaian
people. But this was subject to parliamentary approval. Is there any possibly any last minute intervention that might come through from your office or perhaps the minority side on the Foreign Affairs Committee?
When the House resumes, we intend to revisit this matter, because my recommendation, I believe, that is sound. Our committee was clear that this should not be done in one single swoop, and that it should be a graduated approach. So it's a matter we will revisit. We will summon the ministers and officials from the ministry and see what can be done, because this is really, really, really terrible, and it's going to add on to the already excruciating hardship
right.
and anguish that Ghanaians are going through. Mm.